Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. Normally, I say at this point, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared this message. Well, indeed, Brooksine did have a role in preparing the message, but she's not able to be with me for the podcast reading today. So I'll be reading it by myself, and you'll be stuck with my voice only. Today's message is titled, Like a Bad Tooth. Scripture text is from Proverbs 25, verse 19. Like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. I had a dentist visit early this morning, checkup and cleaning. For several months I had a bad tooth that needs attention. I knew it. It's a molar back in my mouth and it aches more or less off and on. Today's report indicates that I will need a filling and perhaps eventually a crown. That's sure not the kind of crown I'm looking forward to, though. It was special because our friend Wendy works for the dentist at Dr. Dent's. Wendy is our former pastor's wife and a cheerful sister who always lights up any room she's in. In fact, Esther wanted to go in with me this morning, especially so she could see Wendy. We are blessed by having adequate access to dental care here in America, something we may tend to take for granted. The Bible has some interesting verses about teeth. The most common reference in the Bible to teeth, and it's found in several places, is the phrase, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. The most colorful reference is when Job describes his physical plight in these words, I am nothing but skin and bones. I have escaped with only the skin of my teeth. That's Job 19, verse 20. And here's an endearing line for men to use when expressing their love and affection to their wives. Try this, men. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep coming up from the washing. Each has its twin. Not one of them is alone. That's Song of Solomon, by the way, verse 6. But today's verse is one of those cross-generational, cross-cultural illustrations. It always works. Again, it states, like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. Most of you, regardless of where you live, can identify, at least at some point in your life, at having a toothache. If not, you've surely had a lame foot. I've had both in the sense that I broke my ankle playing football many years ago, although thankfully it's healed well. I get the idea that Solomon was speaking from experience as well in this proverb. He uses this simile to describe another condition, that is, reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. And I suspect most of us have experienced this as well. We felt the sharp sting and deep disappointment of disloyalty and rejection that is especially painful in times of trouble. Job stated in the midst of his trouble, all my intimate friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me. I have sure had these experiences, although I choose not to focus on them, but rather the blessing of steadfast, loyal friends, of whom I have many. In this encouragement, I want to consider the wonderful contribution of true and faithful friends who are there and who are reliable in the inevitable times of trouble in our lives. I hope you have many. I especially like these lasting, reliable friends. We need good friends like this, don't we? Friends who are loyal and faithful, particularly in times of trouble. I sure want to be that kind of friend as well. Sure don't want to be like a bad tooth or a lame foot. Here's a prayer for today that was written by Brooksine. Jesus, you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. It seems that many of our brothers and sisters in the faith are closer than our blood relations because we've been joined together as a family of believers and share common spiritual goals. Though we're created in the image of God and follow your example, we're still given to human error, do not always supply good judgment, which can cause division in the body of Christ. Help us to practice forgiveness and exercise forbearance with one another, so that we will be united and faithful to one another in times of trouble. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. I know at this point it's just me, but it really is a common ministry we share. We do have a number of additional photos and resources on our site today, including some photos of a trip we made yesterday to a local farmer's auction and market called Roots Country Market and Auction. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that has been prepared for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. Of course, we also share a song today. The song that I have chosen is the Michael W. Smith song many of us have known that just seems to fit well again today, titled Friends. Well, have a blessed day today. Be encouraged in your walk with the Lord. And may God help you to be that kind of friend that is reliable in the time of trouble, and also to give you many such friends.